619-5633.
Big headlines overseas and close to home. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope you are having a wonderful week. It's about to end here, I'm sure, for most of you on Friday as you swing into yet another weekend. Bravo. We are getting closer and closer to the end of October. I bet everybody pretty much is hauling out at least somewhat a winter jacket. Maybe you're putting on the gloves. I had to wear gloves for the first time today. I know many in the Midwest. And now in the Northeast, they had some slow snow as well. So it's starting to look like the holidays to me. That's what it feels like. Not in Arizona, not in California, obviously. But for many other people, we're starting to see those cooler temperatures. Well, did cool heads prevail when it came to the decision in Afghanistan? Apparently a runoff is expected there. Hamid Karzai, not a foregone conclusion because of all the election fraud. So the fraud is reducing his share of the vote. It looks like the challenger and Karzai, this is a stunning announcement, could end up in the situation where they're doing the runoff, which means big time major implications for the war strategy in that area. This gives the president more time to sit and think about this, because if they're going to have a runoff election, it means we're going to have to help handle the runoff election, do that, and then go through the results again and ultimately put somebody in place, whether it's, you know, announce somebody, whether it's Karzai or the challenger, Abdullah Abdullah. And there would be a big difference if there was a shift in power there. So naturally, I mean, it's obvious if that becomes official, which it's looking like, it certainly means that the impact will be huge. And the United States spent $300 million on that election to try to make it as smooth as possible. So now Afghanistan is becoming even that much more dangerous or lethal for the U.S. soldiers, it already is, than Iraq. Let's talk about something else that happened during the day. Most of you might have been working, but if you clicked on the tube at all, you saw this strange story, this wall-to-wall coverage of this balloon boy. And I tuned in halfway through the story, and it was the strangest thing, because it was like this ongoing conversation with different analysts somebody commenting on planes and what if planes could get down there, if helicopters could come down. When I was watching CNN, a former commander came on. I was like, wow, they're trying to just pull out all the stops and go through the Rolodexes and get somebody to talk about this, because we keep showing just this looks like this giant mushroom floating around the sky in Fort Collins, Colorado. The six-year-old boy was supposedly on board of this homemade balloon. But no, he was hiding inside his house. What happened was, apparently the boy was messing around with this giant balloon in the backyard that's being used for an experiment that his father created, a giant silvery helium balloon, and it just floated away from the family's yard. They didn't have a big yard to begin with, so there was a frantic rescue operation, almost flying saucer-like. It was shown on TV nationwide. At times, it started to tip in one direction, and people kept saying, oh, the six-year-old, I hope he's okay, and then you started to get this conversation about there couldn't be a payload in there because of the way it's slanting. And he turns out he was never in there. So you had people chasing this thing down, emergency crews, etc. And it was only 12 miles northeast of the Denver International Airport. There was concern about what are you going to do about the flights and this balloon. Then, because the balloon comes down, everybody scrambles to see if the boy's inside. He's not. So finally, they find the boy in the house. And for hours, you saw this going on. It was crazy. It was like a car chase. And Oh, God bless the family. I hope everybody's okay. Well, it turns out Richard Henney, who is the father of the family, likes to do science experiments and has these three sons, and they all get involved. And the interesting thing is this family has been on the tube before. In fact, they were part of a television show called Wife Swap, and that was only 8 months ago or so. So here they are making some more noise, but this time it's about this crazy balloon and whether it got untethered or what happened and how did it fly away and, you know, all that sort of stuff. And it just turned out that he was yelled out by his father, yelled at rather, so he was hiding in the house, and the balloon, lo and behold, did not have the six-year-old in it. So I guess they twice were on the reality show Wife Swap. Makes you wonder if it was just a big hoax. When the balloon was in the air, the Colorado Army National Guard sent a helicopter and was preparing to send a Black Hawk to try to rescue the kid by lowering someone to the balloon. They were also working with pilots of ultralight aircraft on the possibility of putting weights on the homemade balloon to actually weigh it down. So a lot of people were analyzing what to do and how they were going to do it. And could they use an infrared camera and all this sort of stuff? And then it turned out he wasn't even in the balloon whatsoever. So people were sitting on the edge of their seats at times watching this coverage, and it all could have just been a big, bad hoax. And for almost 20 minutes, the FAA canceled all takeoffs, all northbound takeoffs at one of the airports, at the airport, because they were worried about the balloon and how close it was getting to Denver International. Crazy. You just never know, right? And I honestly, at first when I tuned in, I really thought the kid was in there. But then I thought the same thing that these analysts were saying. It seems like it's really tilting. And what is he doing to try to straighten himself out? It doesn't make any sense to me. It does seem like it's pretty light, I would say, right? Good news, if you've got a 401k, the market is still hanging on to that $10,000 level. Bet Rush Limbaugh has a 401k, but he won't have a team. St. Louis Rams, he's not going to be part of the group going after the St. Louis Rams. Here's what Joe Buck had to say about
it. I've been asked a lot about Rush. And I know him. A show versus person. And I think that there is a lot of that involved. There certainly was that when he was at ESPN. And I know that to act as if this came out of nowhere is a mistake. I also understand that people have very strong opinions about him. And he said a lot of things over the years. And I think that line does get blurred. And I think you do have somebody who is a very polarizing figure. There is nobody in the middle on Rush Limbaugh. I mean, you either really admire him and respect him and think he's right, or he makes you sick to your stomach and you can't listen to him. And he's made a lot of money because of that. What I know as a St. Louisan is that it's overshadowing the other part of that equation, which is Dave Checketts and the job that he's done in turning the franchise of the St. Louis Blues around.
All right, so Joe Buck's thoughts on Rush Limbaugh getting bounced from part ownership in the St. Louis Rams. Coming up next, Nail the Score.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour, toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51, eat free. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. October 15, 2009. Gold opened this morning at 10.5070. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 10.7987, 5.3994 for the half ounce, or 2.6997 for a quarter ounce. That's 10.7987, 5.3994, and 2.6997.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Time to roll out the computer and let it fly. Sweet, this is a good game in New Orleans. It would be the Giants and the Saints. The Saints are 4-0. The Giants perfect as well. They're 5-0. Eli Manning, Drew Brees. I know I could be kicking back and watching this thing. It's going to be pretty decent weather. It's a 1 o'clock Eastern kick for this game. So in 2 days, some pretty nice weather, pretty decent weather anyway. And I think this is a tough one to pick. I mean, there's part of me that looks at, Jeremy Shockey, the former Giants, of course, going to be there for the Saints. And this certainly has a promise to be an exciting game. You think of Manning and how he's pulled off some of these routes, but who have they played? And, of course, he's got the plantar fasciitis that he suffered, 2 weeks ago? So he missed a couple of days of practice last week. He did have, I guess, a limited number of snaps, kind of as a precaution to not beat up his feet anymore. And I'd have to say this, like I said, this is a pretty tough game to pick. I mean, now you got the second best rushing attack with New Orleans, and you've got Manning and Brees. If you pick them apart, they're second and third in quarterback ratings. They've got, both teams actually have decent ground attacks. And, you know, the Giants, of course, led the league in rushing last year. They're fourth. I think I'm going to say that the Saints are going to take it on the chin a little bit on this one, and I like the Giants to win it. I think the final score is going to be 28-21. Although this was a very hard decision for me. I'll just preface it with that. Matt, what do you think? This is a good game.
Yeah, it definitely is. But I feel the Saints are going to win. They're at home. They're on a roll. Their defense is actually playing well, too, for the first time in decades. And I think they're going to beat up on the Giants and win 34-24.
34-24 Saints.
Yep.
Okay. Matt says the Saints. I say the Giants. What do you say? 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Matt's right about the defense. Their defense is ranked sixth in the league and much improved because they've got Greg Williams to thank for that. He's done just a terrific job there. I'm going to be curious as to what will happen with Steve Smith, because Steve Smith has almost 500 yards receiving. I think he leads the league. So the Saints are going to have to stop him. That defense is going to have to be able to knock him a little bit off of his game as well if they're going to win this one. Boy, I sure hope somebody nails the score this time around. That would be exciting. We're into week six, so we still have lots of football left to be played, but we've had a few people come close, but it just doesn't count if it's close. That's why you have to nail it. And that's why it's not as easy as it looks. You are just taking a numerical guess and you're just picking a team, so you don't have to analyze it by any stretch of the imagination. It's kind of like the lottery, like I said. Some people have the philosophy when they play the lottery of going in, even if they just play a couple of dollars, plunk it down once in a while, they have the philosophy of going in with set numbers, and they always have the set numbers versus the let the machine pick it for you. You know, either way, doesn't matter. And in this case, you're just looking for a little luck on some of what you're guessing. I didn't do the Daily Salute, but the Daily Salute to me, since we're in the middle of Nail the Score, is not a football moment, but a baseball moment. My Phillies won game one of the NLCS 8-6, and you can thank the home run balls making the difference. Carlos and Raul making a big difference for the Phillies, and they stayed in long enough that bullpen to be able to walk away from the Dodgers. However, have no fear. The Dodgers are not going to go quietly into that good night, I have a feeling. I don't think it's going to be quite as easy for the Phillies. Not that the Rockies were easy, because remember, a lot of those games were close, and the Phillies rallied back to win those games. But we're not talking about baseball here. We're talking about football. And the game of the week, the Giants and the Saints. Who you think is going to win and what you think the final score is going to be. So far on the board, and you can, by the way, take Matt's guess or my guess. If you're trying to come up with a guess, you can certainly take one of ours, because we do not count in this equation. Let's end up, some of them are starting to roll in, by the way, via the web. You can do that too. Forgot to mention that. AmericaTonight.net, as long as it's in by the end of the hour, so AmericaTonight.net. We've got Tomas in Michigan. Hello, Tomas.
Hey, you know that hot air thing? That family, at least over here in Michigan, that family, that show, Wife Swap, was on last night.
Right.
So, and the kid said that they took video of the kid going into the hot air balloon. You know, that sounds pretty like a heck of a coincidence, you know.
Yeah.
And so it also reminds me of Obama, you know, all his hype, you know, is like a big old hot air balloon there, but then, you know, it runs out of steam, and when you look in there, he's not there. He's hiding in the attic.
Hiding in the attic, I love it.
Yeah, listen, I don't know, you know, you got to do your ratings and everything, but if you could move this football thing up 1 hour, it would sure help my beauty sleep. Because for the East Coast brothers and sisters, man, it's rough, you know?
It is rough, but maybe you're going to nail the score. What do you think the final outcome is going to be?
35-34, New Orleans.
35-34. Wow, that would be a terrific game, though, because it would be a nail-biter. I like it. So you go with Matt. You like the Saints. We'll see, Tomas. Good luck.
All right, when the Saints come marching in, maybe you can bring play that song for me.
I like that song, actually. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Have a good one. Joe is listening to us in Kentucky. Hello, Joe.
Hello, how you doing, Kate?
Are you picking the Saints?
Yeah, I'm picking the Saints.
Okay.
I'm going to have to go against you.
I know.
The Saints 24, Giants 17.
Ooh, okay. So another Saint guest for Joe. Good luck to you, Joe. You're going to be watching this game, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a good game to watch anyway. So I'm glad it was chosen as the game of the week. Take care. Have a good weekend.
All right. Thank you.
800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Or send me the email, americatonight.net. Clifford is listening to us in Missouri. Good morning, Clifford.
Good morning, Kate. That's going to be a close game this time. I think it's going to be the Giants 27-24.
Okay, so good. You like the Giants, too, just like I do. I love it.
Thank you.
Good luck. We'll see. The G-Men are no pushovers. So, you know, I mentioned the Eli injury. His family's going to be there pumping him up. And they're compelling reasons, I guess, if you want to analyze it, for either one of these teams. Drew Brees is certainly an incredible quarterback, and he's really starting to come through in the clutch when he has to come through. And you got the matchup of the two top quarterbacks in Manning and Brees. I'm going to be very curious to see Jeremy Shockey facing the Giants for the first time since he was traded to the Saints right before the training camps open in 2008, because he was the king of New York for a while. He was in New York for 6 years, and he reached the Pro Bowl, I want to say, 4 times, and he was a big hookup for Manning. So, I mean, look, that's football, and that happens. But I'll be curious, in other words, to see how pumped up he is in facing the Giants, because I covered Shockey and Manning when that was the beginning of the tail end of my time in New York, and they did come up together, and I wouldn't say they were buddies, but they were certainly buddies on the field anyway. All right. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Julie in Kentucky, what do you say?
Hello.
Hello, Julie. What do you think?
I'm going to go with the Saints only because they're at home.
Uh-huh.
27-24. It'll be a hard-fought battle.
27-24. I love that because Clifford picked the Giants 27-24. So you have the Saints. So we'll see if one of you ends up the winner in this one. Julie, you take care. Have a good one. Thanks for the call. 800-259-5791. Doing a little of that nail-the-score thing.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to 2/3 of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit gardeninacan.com. That's gardeninacan.com.
If you're tired of paying too much for gas, diesel, or heating oil, Future Fuel Technologies has the answer you're looking for. It's called FFT Fuel Saver. FFT Fuel Saver is made using a patented formula that helps fuel burn cleaner, resulting in a 10 to 20% increase in fuel efficiency and reduces emissions 30% or more. Each bottle of FFT Fuel Saver will save you money, increase your MPG, improve engine performance, and will treat up to 160 gallons of fuel. When used in your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat, you will feel the results in 20 miles or less. FFT Fuel Saver is registered with the EPA. The Better Business Bureau is made in the USA and comes with a money-back guarantee. To start saving money now, visit FutureFuelTechnologies.com. That's FutureFuelTechnologies.com or call 1-888-961-6600. That's 1-888-961-6600. FFT, simply the best fuel saver on earth.
You've heard the Get the Tea commercials, and many people like our commercials, but I did notice something. What the heck is a toxin? So, here it is. A toxin is a poisonous substance that is capable of causing disease when introduced into the body. Formaldehyde, from seat cushions and particle board. How about carbon monoxide, furnace-burning propane, butane, disinfectants, perfume? Mouthwash? Glues? Air fresheners? Pesticides? Oh my gosh, even sugar is a toxin according to Dr. Lau. It's a very addictive drug. It's time to fight back. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can get your trusty cell phone out and call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408 and put in your order today. Lose weight, feel good, and be free of all these toxins. GetTheTea.com.
Wow, we haven't heard from the regulars yet. Jana and Edna. They'll probably call in if they stayed awake. It's Nail the Score. The game couldn't be better. The Giants and the New Orleans Saints. You can participate. 800-259-5791. If you're driving around and you've never heard me do this and you're saying, wow, why is she not ripping on this runoff possibility in Afghanistan? Or Harry Reid saying healthcare is really going to cost $2 trillion, even though they were celebrating the Democrats the other day over the price tag on Max Baucus's bill. We're putting all that aside. It's about nailing the score. And here's the deal, because we're going to lighten the load. And if you do nail the score, you win our prize pack, which has a cell phone and all this other stuff in it. But you get bragging rights no matter what. That's the cool part. It'd be incredible if you nailed the score. It is like picking the lottery in a way. Mark in New York, our pal, is back. Hey, Mark.
Second time. You know, I used to watch the Giants practice over in New Jersey at Uppsala College.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even think they had lines on the field. And Rosie Greer, back, that's how long ago, stepped on my buddy's foot and almost broke it. But when these guys come off the field, they had, like, rocks hanging out of their mouth, you know. But I think the Giants, 31-28, just a field goal apart.
Wow, 31-28, so the G-men. Yeah, yeah, I like the G-men, too. I think it doesn't matter that they're on the road. I mean, you could say the home cooking for the Saints, but I think this is pretty evenly matched. I like the fact that you have a field goal difference. You have a good chance. Hey, thanks, Mark.
All right, thank you.
Let's move on to Edna, speak of the devil, in Kansas. Hello, Edna.
Yeah, well, thanks for the compliment.
Well, I knew you were out there. We were just waiting for you to call in because I cannot wait to hear what your prediction is going to be. Are you going with the New Yorkers or are you going with New Orleans?
Well, Giants.
All right, Edna. Do we have some applause for Edna? She is agreeing with the Catester. Let's get some applause there. Get those people in Minneapolis on their feet. They had to brush off the snow. Okay, so, Edna, what do you think? What do you think the score is going
to
be?
22-17.
22-17, the G-men. Edna, good luck. I hope you win.
Thank you.
All right, you have a good one. Also, Jana in Iowa. We go from Kansas to Iowa. Hey, Jana.
Hey, Kate. I'm going to pick the Saints, and my score is going to be 24-7.
Ooh, 24-7. So you think the Giants are really going to struggle?
Yep.
Yeah, they could, because I mentioned Eli Manning has a bit of an injury. You'd never know. I mean, who's to say on any given Sunday? Jana, thanks. We appreciate the call.
Bye-bye.
All right, we've got people that are also emailing us. You can email us at americatonight.net or send us a phone call. That's an easier way to do it. But 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. I'll go through some that have emailed us as well. I'll go through those in a second. We've got Tom in Kansas. Hey, Tom.
Okay.
Hello.
I made it.
Good. You stayed awake. I love it. So what do you think?
Yeah. It's going to be a darn close one.
Yes.
Giants 24-23.
Ooh, I like that. 24-23. So, again, another close one. We're just talking about a point. That makes it edge of your seat, exciting stuff to watch. Good luck.
Have a good week.
You too. Have a great weekend. All right, we've got some emails. I'm going to mix them in here quickly. We have one from Larry. Larry says, Kate, I got to go with the G-men all the way, like you say. Who cares about Eli's injury? I still think that they're going to do well. In fact, I'm going to say that the point score is going to be pretty high to forget the defense. I like Giants 33-25. Wow, 33-25. All right, here's one from Richard. Richard says, I got to tell you, I can't believe you didn't pick the Saints. When you said you were picking, I was sure you were going to say New Orleans. I'm a huge Saints fan. Drew Brees is having a great year. This is the coming out party, and I like my Saints to win this one 38-17. All right, 38-17. Here's one from Steve. Steve says, boy, it's been fun to watch the NFL this year. You guys have talked about how close the games have been, and boy, that's the truth. Even if you just watch the highlights, you are sucked in. I think the Saints do have some home cooking on their side. Kate, you're discounting that. I like the final score to be 45-35. Ooh. Here's an oldie but a goodie, Dr. E in Kentucky. How have you been?
I've been fine, Kate.
Good.
How you
sound good. I've been good. Thank you.
Yeah, well, I haven't been able to call you much lately. We've been working quite a bit of overtime in that little plant in Georgetown.
Yeah, that's good, though. I'm glad that you're working. That's awesome. What do you think is going to happen in this one?
I'm going to go with you. You're G-man.
Okay.
I believe it's going to be, 27-21, G-Men.
All right, 27-21, the G-Men. Dr. E, good luck.
Thank you.
All right, you sound good. You sound good. Sound wide awake. A lot of people calling us from that area and working at the plant in Georgetown. AmericaTonight.net or 800-259-5791. If you just tuned into the middle of this, again, it's called Nail the Score. Here's how it works, just to explain, because I can only imagine it's the worst thing is if somebody's flipping around and then they hear just part of this, they have no clue what we're doing. So Nail the Score works like this. The computer randomly picks the game, and the game that has been chosen is the Giants visiting New Orleans. So who do you think is going to win, and what do you think the final score is? If you correctly guess the score, like Tom in Kansas saying the G-Men 24-23, or Dr. E, who you just heard, 27-21, the G-Men, if that's exactly what happens in the game, then Dr. E wins or Tom wins. Now, many people are picking the Saints, so, you know, you got to throw that in there. You have... The G-men like Mark in New York saying 31-28, but then you have Jana going with the Saints 24-7 and Julie going with the Saints 27-21. Let's see. John is listening to us in Kentucky. Hello, John.
How are you, Kate?
I'm excellent. How about you?
Good, thank you.
What do you think?
I'm gonna go with the Saints 31-20.
All right, I like that score though, 31-20. So their defense would step up, and they're going to get the offense, and they're going to win in front of the home crowd, and you'll be very happy if that's the score, right?
Yes, I will. I appreciate it.
Thanks. Have a good night. Chris is listening to us in Kentucky. Hey, Chris.
Hello.
Hey, is this Chris in Connecticut?
Yes. Hi, Kate.
How are you?
Good. How are you? Giants 28-24.
28-24 Giants. Okay, we'll see if the G-men pull through for you with that score.
Okay, thank you. Have a nice night.
All right, you too. What's funny is some of these scores, it comes down to, it's like the, now I think kind of making the audience into gamblers. It's like when you go to a, when you go to Vegas and you hear people screaming at the last second of the game because a kick can make a difference, or you get those extra points that are all of a sudden a touchdown or whatever. And, it changes what somebody's got on their ticket and how, what they've bet. In this case, it changes whether or not you nail the score. Rick in Kentucky, welcome to the show. What do you think is going to happen, Rick?
Oh, long time no talkie. This plant in Georgetown is killing us to call in the third hour.
I heard. What time do you guys get off?
Oh, man, there's just a lot of overtime.
Oh, overtime, yeah.
Okay, it's going to be the G-men, 35-29.
Ooh, 35-29. A lot of G-men. Chris, Rick,
yes.
Dr. E, Tom. Okay, we'll see if you guys are right.
All right. Good talking to you.
Good talking to you, too. Get some shut-eye there. A lot of overtime. Although it's probably good to get that overtime. Everybody, overtime is a weird thing. It's a weird thing in the sense that you want that money, but then how much do you want the money? I know what you guys are talking about when you're just exhausted. Or it's like when people are pulling shifts and you're working day after day after day in a row, a couple of weeks in a row, and you've had no days off. I don't care what you do. You just so badly want to do nothing. That's when you just, that's when it's good for football, though. Because if you have Sunday or even Saturday college football, you just plop on the couch and there's no way you are moving. You're not walking the dog. You're not talking to the wife. You're not doing anything but chilling. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791, or americatonight.net, americatonight.net. Here's one from Tom T. Hey, Kate, I've been listening to the show. It's a lot of fun. I love Nail the Score. I just tuned in last week to discover it. I like the Saints in this one, and I like the Saints to win this. 41-28. Ooh. That's an interesting score, 41-28. Here's another one from Nance. Nance says, hey, I'm emailing for my husband, Joe. Joe likes the G-men like you, Kate, although he's originally from New York. I think that's what the reason why he's picking the Giants. The score he likes, and he told me to tell you, is 21-3, the G-men. Wow, 21-3, I'm not laughing at him, because if it was 21-3, boy, that crowd would not be happy if that turned out to be that kind of a lopsided score. But you never know. It can happen, absolutely. Just look at the scoreboard. Just sit down if you get a paper or just go to the computer and look at some of the past scores, and there's some oddball numbers, whether it's super low or it's a complete blowout rout. And you have like 44 points on the board, 44 to hardly anything, 44 to zip, or some crazy number like that. I mean, those numbers often are not the obvious ones, you know, like the 17 to 14 or whatever. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. We're playing some Nail the Score on ATN.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dry guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dry guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dry guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dried guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
ECigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
Game of the week for Nail the Score. We're talking the Giants visiting the Saints. 800-259-5791. You still have a little bit of time to get in if you want to, or americatonight.net, but only till the top of the hour. Wes in Missouri. Hello.
Hey, Kate. I like your show.
Hey, thanks.
Good job.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
I'm going to go with the home cooking tonight. I'm going to go with the Saints 27 and the Giants 24.
27-24. Let me see here. I gotta make sure no one else has it. That's a pretty good guess. See, now that's a number that you see pop up on the board a lot. Julian Kentucky has the Saints 27-20. Oh, no, she has 27-21, so you got to alter that. What's your next guess?
I thought you said 27-21.
27-21. What did
you say? I said 27-24.
Oh, 24. That's right. So you're in there.
No one's guessed 24 yet, have they?
No, I just checked it. 24. You got it.
Okay.
Excellent. Good guess. Thanks. Let's go to Mark, who's listening to us in Texas. Hey, Mark.
Hi, Kate. I'm going to go with Breeze pulling one out late for the Saints, 31-27.
31-27. Let me double-check the scores to make sure.
Okay.
But you know what? That's a field goal. Somebody else said a field goal, too.
No, 31-27.
Oh,
that's 31-27. Four, right?
Yeah, my brain isn't working. I had too much crystal light before I got on the air. You're right. No, that's perfect. You're in. You're in. It wasn't spiked with anything either, I swear. Thanks.
Okay. Take care.
All right, drive safely. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. We're nailing the score. So the game, of course, is the Saints hosting the G-Men, and it's actually a great game. I'm glad this was the game that was chosen. When you look across the board, there are a couple of others that have the potential to be fun to watch. I mean, we've seen some really good football guys here. this year, I think, so far. I mean, some thrilling finishes. I mean, I'm a sucker for the overtime, or not even the overtime, but the last minute score, you know, that kind of stuff. And we have seen a ton of that. I mean, just a ton of that kind of stuff. The Vikings, who are perfect at 5-0, they might have a little bit of test. Of course, they're doing the home cooking thing. They're taking on the Ravens. Should be a good game, and I love this, too. Mall of America Field at Humphrey Metrodome, Minneapolis, Minnesota. That's a mouthful, Matt, to say all that. The Mall of America Field. I didn't realize that. I don't know why.
They just did that recently. Since they're the only tenant left there, the Gophers left and the Twins left, they got to make money somehow, so they decided to name it Mall of America Field at the Metrodome.
Sure, you know, wouldn't you love to hear be a fly on the wall when they cut that deal? Tell you what, Mall of America, we're going to make it bigger. We'll slap your name up there. How much you got in your wallet, we'll take it.
Yeah, that's almost as crazy as, what is it, Coach K Court at Cameron Indoor State or whatever that thing is.
Indoor Arena, yeah. Too. It is nutty, absolutely. But that game could be a fun game to watch. My Eagles are taking on the lowly Raiders, but it is in Oakland. The Raiders did pull out a game, and they're 1-4, so I don't want to jinx them either, even though it looks like it should go in their favor. How about the Bills with T.O.? You know, T.O.'s sort of a non-factor this year. Nobody's talking about him anyway. The Bills are 1-4. They're taking on the Jets, who are 3-2, and that game's, I think, only interesting from the New York perspective, but here's a game that I really, really like on Sunday night. I'll be watching the Bears and the Falcons. That will be fun, and it's in Atlanta. So the Sunday night games I like anyway, and that could be a really, really good game. We're seeing that Jay Cutler has shown up, and the Bears are like I said, 3-1. And this is a big one for Matt Ryan as well. But that's not the game of the week. The game of the week, I didn't mean to go all over the map there. The game of the week, of course, the Saints hosting New York. Absolutely, when I look at all the games, to me, no doubt, the best game on the board. Now, I've gotten a few other emails, so I'll go to those, and you can email me. It's funny, the email guesses are always sometimes the highest guesses. So, AmericaTonight.net, this one from Scotty T. Scotty says, Kate, I really enjoy Nail the Score. I think it's funny. It seems like you and Matt always pick the opposite. You know, we don't rehearse that or anything. So, it just comes out as it comes out. The score he likes is the G-Men to win it 42-22. Oh, that's an interesting score. Here's one from Kelly. Kelly says, Nail the Score is back, and I finally found it. I didn't realize it till a couple of weeks ago, so now I have my act together. I set my alarm. I think the score is going to be 33-18, G-Men. All right, 33-18. You can pick whatever score you want. I'm still going to leave the phone lines open because we're not quite up against the top of the hour, so if anyone else wants to get in that way, you can do that or email 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. I talked about this story. We let you hear what Joe Buck had to say at the very top of the hour, if you happen to be tuned in, about Rush Limbaugh, who is now lashing out. And I don't blame him. Of course, I knew this. When the Players Union said that they were going to complain, when Sharpton called for the Players Union to complain and Jesse Jackson, and that started to happen, I knew that was going to spell trouble for him with probably Roger Goodell, and that's why Rush suddenly is not part of this group now vying to buy the Rams. So Limbaugh said he was approached by the Blues chairman, Dave Checketts, earlier in the year about getting involved in the Rams bid. And he assured him his involvement as a minority investor was vetted by the NFL. And so Limbaugh, I guess, wasn't worried about it. And again, he said it had been cleared at the highest levels of the NFL. NFL commish Roger Goodell and Colts owner Jim Irsay each said they had some misgivings at an event about Limbaugh you know, being involved with a team because he was a polarizing kind of guy and that they didn't, you know, that wasn't exactly what they wanted. I mean, they were careful about, I think, how they phrased it to reporters and other people. So the scoop is, and this is it, you know this, the league has 78% African-American players, and where the protesting is coming in, and there's these people protesting, or some of the players are protesting, that they're saying some of the comments that he made, remember, for a long time ago about Donovan McNabb are coming back to bite him. So Limbaugh's history hurt his participation, I think, in the bid when he had to resign from ESPN. Anybody watching that, remember the NFL countdown when he was talking about McNabb, and he said, the quote was, "I think what we have had here is a little social concern in the NFL. The media has been very desirous that a black quarterback do well." Seems harmless, doesn't it, when he states that. See, here's the thing, and Rush Limbaugh is the king of talk radio, and he can say whatever he wants to say, but a lot of these sports places, and ESPN, for example, as much as people will, you know, go off the chain, there's only a certain direction that they'll go. And so for ESPN, it was just too hot potato for them, and especially with some of the people they had on the set. So, you know, this is what the deal is. And Limbaugh is out, so now they're looking at new investors, and I guess one of the new investors is maybe former Rams running back Marshall Faulk could be part of it. So he's got to reconfigure that investment group, because you have to figure Rush, who makes a ton of money, had to have been, for whatever his part was, it had to be a pretty good chunk, and he certainly has it. So at this point, the Rams, especially with him out of it, are, I would believe, a little bit of ways from being sold, at least at this point anyway. So Rush Limbaugh talked about the NFL Players Union and how it's ridiculous as to what's happened in this situation. So Rush Limbaugh will not be part of that Rams bid. How about that? Hey, thanks for calling for Nail the Score, and all the people that emailed. If I didn't get your email, as long as it ends right now, don't worry. We will get you locked and loaded. Good luck to everybody. Week 6 in the NFL. Maybe we're going to have a winner this time around again. Good luck.